So nearly 40 arts organisations have signed an open letter urging Auckland's mayor to reconsider community and arts funding cuts in the draft budget. A $20 million cut is being proposed, but the open letter points to an alternative budget which favours more borrowing over cuts. Kath Rucker is the executive director of Basement Theatre in Auckland and one of the letter's authors. Tēnā koe.
Kia ora, thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. So what do you suggest?
Well, it's really important that we do everything that we can to advocate strongly for our communities to get our voice through.
And nobody wants cuts. Nobody wants cuts. But also nobody wants to pay more rates. Is there another option?
That's right, yeah. Nobody wants to pay more rates, that's right. But I think it's really, really important for general Aucklanders to understand how important it is to consider a range of scenarios around budget proposals. Budgets should always be presented in a range of scenarios. So we've come together, there's 36 organisations that have come together to suggest or to point to how important it is for the proposed budget to be reconsidered. We're backing better budget for Auckland. This group believe, like we do, that there are alternatives to what's been proposed.
And this is more borrowing, I think they want.
They're suggesting more borrowing, and they're suggesting an increase to rates that was already going to happen. And I think what's really important to put forward is that, you know, we're artists, we're creatives, we've spent our lives in the creative sphere. It's not our job to design the budget for local government. What it is our job to do is to advocate strongly and emphasise how dangerous the proposed budget that's on the table is for our community.
You know what I can't work out is why some of the golf courses can't be sold.
Well, I mean, I'm not a specialist. That's not my area to comment on golf courses. I don't play golf myself, but I am definitely a champion for the arts. And the value of the arts to our people is huge, both in terms of the social prosperity that it brings to our communities and as well the way that it reinforces our economic prosperity as well.
Who are you trying to convince? Because I suspect that you are preaching to the converted.
Well, that's a really good point to make. It's important for our sector to cut through beyond preaching to the converted. We want to draw the attention of the mayor, we want to draw the attention of our councillors, and we want to draw the attention of our general public, who might not quite understand how deeply important arts is for our people.
You haven't got long. You are presumably encouraging people to submit in the next week, I think.
That's right. Yeah, we have until the 28th of August to submit feedback.
Oh, 28th of August, is it?
Sorry, not August, March.
I believe so.
We have, it's this Sunday, so we only have a few more days, you're right.
So the pressure is on. You're not going to get out of this unscathed, are you? There is a lot of money that is required to be either borrowed or saved or collected from rates.
Oh, look, the proposed cuts to the arts and culture sector, it's around $36.5 million. So that, in the context of the overall budget, is actually really small, but that money makes a massive impact for our sector. Even if these cuts were to only go ahead for 1 year, the damage would be permanent. So it's really important that we, you know, arts and culture touch the lives of all Aucklanders in some sort of way. So we're really asking for the public to rally and support us and give us that reciprocity by submitting feedback to the council by Sunday.
Appreciate your time, Kat Rucker.